You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
For the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
One, two, one, two, yes, In the Conversation, it's your man Damian Lemon on my right hand side,
El Coronel Vladimir Camaño.
There you go, on the left hand side, we got Ali Muhammad. Will not be in the conversation this week. It is just a two-man show. It seems like we can't get the Trinity back.
I know it's been hard, man.
All these contract negotiations, man. This motherfucker now, you know what I mean? He wants a prepaid EBT.
You know what I mean? All this red tape you got to get through, man. Health insurance.
Come on, man. It's just a podcast. Anyway, man, let's get that done. What's popping, man?
I'm happy you back, man. Good to see you,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, man. Good to be back, man. Good to be back at Effect, man. I missed it. I heard the last joint. You know what I'm saying? It was horrible. No, fucking with you. It was good shit. It was
a lot of love here. A lot of love
no
here.
No doubt. No doubt. Nah, it was cool, man. It's good to be back in the building. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. So you're having some tech issues today, man. You got some tech problems.
Yeah, you know, it's fucking Apple products, man. But I feel like my Apple disdain is starting to get redundant, so I'm not even going to go in, but these motherfuckers frustrate me, man. All this money and they frustrate me because the shit don't never work the way it's supposed to work. You know. But anyway, enough about that. What's popping with you, man? How's your holiday? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, man. Holidays was good. You definitely gave me a good last minute gift idea. Much appreciated.
Oh, man. Well, there you go. I'm glad it worked out. You ain't even got, you know, you ain't even had to say it was last minute.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah, man. You could have just let it live.
It was well thought out.
Absolutely.
But it's always, you know, when you with your lady, you want something, you always want to give her something meaningful, you know?
Yeah.
Something thought out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, just to let them know that you was paying attention. You know what I'm saying? That's really where it comes from.
They you know, so I got a good one this year. I got a good gift in, and definitely got some points.
Oh, word?
On the scoreboard. Yeah, it was very thought out and, you know, considerate.
It seemed to be.
I looked like an ace. You know, I looked like I was, oh, yeah, you get the phone call.
He's a good man. Uh-huh. He's a good man.
Do you worry about, sometimes I wonder if my lady worries as much as I do about what gifts I'm gonna get her.
Dude, wait, say what?
Like, I panic about sometimes about what I'm gonna get. Like, I worry about getting her a good gift. I want to know if she's as.
Yeah, well, I don't worry about it because it's my lady. I just like to win. You know what I mean? Like,
when you win.
I mean, when I put that, like, when I give a gift, I want that shit to be like, ooh, you know, I like that. I want to see your response be genuinely like in awe. Or like, damn, this was it, you know, because I've been and I've seen people receive gifts and you could tell they faking it. They're like,
do you say anything? Do you go, you don't like it? You say something
back? I make a mental note. Sometimes I say, you sure you like it? Just to see them do that tired ass, you know, display again. It's very nice. Like, okay, but motherfucker, yeah, ain't grateful.
What's the can you recall what's like the best gift you ever gotten where you were like, oh man, this is...
Nah, I can't recall the best gift. I get good gifts though. You know, I've gotten good gifts over the years. You know what I'm saying? It's always, I'll be honest, I'm getting to that age now where I like a useful gift.
Functional.
Yeah, some shit that I could really set up right now. Like, I could put these socks on right now.
You getting me nervous. Don't talk like that, dude. I feel like you're gonna get a fanny pack.
Nah, I never gonna get a fanny pack.
Next holiday season.
There's no future in that. But, you know, just good shit. You know what I'm saying? Something that works out, you know? I've gotten, you know, my lady 1 year got me a GPS when I first started doing comedy and shit.
Oh, this is pre-smartphone?
Yeah. This was the TomTom. This was before that shit was an app. This is when you had to hang the joint on
with the little suction cup.
Yeah. You had to get that suction right. You know what I'm saying? Pause,
get that suction right, dude.
I gotta press up against that fucking windshield for a minute. Hope you don't break your windshield. I'm like, all right. And then, you know. I think those might still be better than the Google joints. Because sometimes the Google piece, if you lose your...
You lose your signal, yeah.
You asked out. That's the worst thing about... GPSs have made people way... Like, technology has made... Advancements in technology, I think, has made people stupid. I know it's made me dumb, because there's times when I'm headed to a gig and the only person in the car that knows where we going is that GPS.
Right.
If that GPS go out, we are fucked.
I just can't comprehend the days when people would actually pull out a map.
It wasn't that long ago.
That to me is bananas, man. I can't picture myself looking. I know I sound real bougie right now.
Uh-huh. Maps was always like gratuitously big, too.
For no reason.
Yeah, I guess so you could see everything.
Right.
With it, you don't want that shit cramped on a little small page, but it just felt like they were just way too big and this way. You know, they were always, to me, intimidating. I felt like you were a real seasoned driver when you knew how to read a map. Like, you're a man or, you know, a woman.
That and then they had a key. You had to look at, like, you gotta look at the key to figure out what the symbols mean.
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah,
Use Waze?
Nah, I don't fuck with Waze. Waze
is pretty good.
That's, everybody tells me that, but I feel like Waze, you gotta pay too much attention to the screen.
Right.
Like, I just want to hear it, because I don't have any mount, so it should just be like down by the gear shift. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to keep looking down, and then there's too many little icons always, like emojis doing things, a cop emoji. I was in a car the other day. This cat had an app. I forget what it's called. It's called Scout. I need to find that. Scout tell you where the traffic cameras are. It's like, traffic camera coming up in 50 feet. I was like, ooh, okay.
Snitching.
Yeah, snitching for you. You know that shit, I don't know if it still is, but you know those radar, remember the radar detectors?
You could see, you could kind of find out what the cops are.
Yeah, those shits are illegal. Those are illegal. You're not supposed to have a radar detector, but
Waze, it's funny because Waze tells you where the cops are.
Waze will tell you where. Little cop car emojis or whatever they got going on. I might try it again. It just seemed like it's too much. And it's other people's information.
Right. You don't trust that.
Not everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't know what the fuck they talking about. You know what I mean? Somebody might be at the house just saying, you know, it's a whole lot of traffic down there on 14th Street.
I picture
just to get into the conversation.
Old grandmother just sitting at home.
At my back, I just got off the phone. I heard there's some traffic on 14th. I might as well report to the Waze.
Snow on the I-90.
Exactly. Oh shit.
H2O.
Ooh, Crystal Geyser.
Crystal Geyser.
Our new sponsor. Excellent, for this man. Next minute of podcasting.
You drink a lot of water?
Hell no. I wish I should. I always say I should. I should go to the gym more too. It's that time of the year where you can say things are gonna change.
Resolution time?
Exactly. You know what I mean? So like, I will be drinking mad water to 2015, son.
I told you about this device that I'm buying. I told you, right? I'm trying to get this jawbone up.
Jawbone up?
Yeah.
That shit sounds weird. No. They need to get their name in to get Jawbone Up. That sounds super weird.
Jawbone is the name of the company.
Yep. I thought it was just a Jawbone bracelet or something.
It's called the Up Band. And basically, the new one that I pre-ordered and I haven't gotten yet is apparently it can tell you when you need to get hydrated. It'll tell you need to drink some water.
Thirst detector is what
you're telling. Thirst detector. Yeah.
It'll tell you, nigga, stop being so thirsty.
You're doing too much.
Come on now. Damn. She said no. She said no, and they taping.
So you're saying it'd be like,
imagine that? Your band is telling you, they taping a segment that's going to be on Jezebel. Now look how thirsty you're going to look. Now get out the frame.
Don't take that photo.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny, a band that tells you when you're going overboard. You're too much.
Woo-hoo! Playing yourself.
Do not wear that outfit.
It starts pulsating. Yeah. Are you sure about this? Like, all right, let me.
That's a much-needed device, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Some people do too much.
Shit. Well, that was the Crystal Geyser portion of the podcast.
Yes, it was. Crystal Geyser.
Thank you, Crystal Geyser. Alpine
Spine.
Yeah. Good one. Wow. By CG Roxanne, whoever that is. I never seen no water by a motherfucker. He must make this shit in his bathtub.
It's designer water.
Mm-hmm.
You have a filter in your shower?
In my shower?
I got a filter in my shower.
On the nozzle?
Yeah.
We got a little something. I don't do a whole bunch of different pulsations and stuff like that. I like my water just uncut from the tap. I want that shit to feel like it's really cutting through some shit. I don't need the little biggity, you know what I mean? Massage. I don't need a massage. This is a shower. Fuck that. I need to know I'm clean when I get out of here.
Yeah, dude, I gotta tell you, dude, I'm known for asking awkward questions. That's kind of my thing.
Go ahead.
I'm tempted to ask you some weird questions. Are you a long shower guy?
It depends on how good that shower is. Sometimes in the wintertime, is when you get in that wintertime shower and that water is warm And this shit is like, ooh, like you still got the comforter on, especially early in the morning on a cold morning. You got to fucking go out into the world. You get out that warm ass bed and you step into your warm shower. You say, fuck it, let the record play one more time. Because I do keep a, I got some music in the shower.
You have a speaker in the shower?
I got a Bose SoundLink.
Okay. Is it waterproof or not?
We keep it away from the shower. You know what I mean? It, you know, it's gotten wet, but you know. I still get concerned when it get wet, so that means no, it's not waterproof.
Do you turn up in the shower? Like you play hard body music?
I turn up a little bit, because again, you never want to slip and fall. You know my fear.
Well, what's your fear, D?
I don't want to slip and fall and die butt-ass naked with a flaccid penis. You know what I mean? I
neutral and flaccid.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, we want that. We want that. So I keep it. I keep my turn up very contained. You know what I'm saying? You're dealing with soap and water, motherfucker. That shit is it's a recipe for disaster. What about you? You keep a...
You're going to laugh, dude. I listen to NPR.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That's good shower.
I have to get my news when I'm in the shower. You know what I mean?
Now, when do you get your news? That's a good question, Pop.
The shower, I get my news. I definitely put a little NPR on. All things considered. Nothing like, you know, rubbing the soapy bar across your body as you listen to All Things Considered on NPR. Definitely very. It's a good match.
You got to consider all things.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
I listen to that. I get my news on that. Then that's pretty much it, dog. Then the podcast on the train. Stuff like that.
Yeah. You into Serial? You listen to that shit?
Serial.
Serial's a podcast. Is like, it's got like, I think White America's going crazy about
it. Oh, is that about
that
the serial
one?
Killer? Yeah, like the, has a whole storyline?
Yeah. It's like The Wire with NPR sensibility.
Shen Wang was telling me about that.
Everybody's told. I tried one. I couldn't get through it. It ain't fucking within the conversation,
though.
No,
it's not.
You know what I'm saying? Word.
Uncut.
All our fans out there, that's what I want y'all to tweet. In the conversation. Greater than Serial podcast. We need to get that shit trending. Fuck it. You know what I mean? We take it on whoever.
Yo, I was on Facebook today, D. Mm. And they had this thing where like they do a year in review.
Yeah.
I didn't put mine out.
Oh, that shit with like little flip book thing?
It seemed kind of creepy to me. It's like, I made an album for you.
Yeah, oh, Facebook?
Why are you looking through my photos, Facebook?
Facebook looked through all your shit. You lucky they just put the photos. They're going to put some of your
like,
messages.
Like, pretend that in life if someone did that. Like, if someone knocked on your door, hey, by the way, I created an album for you. Like, get that out of here.
But imagine if you had a horrible year and they came to show you.
Oh,
like,
man.
Look, I mean, these photos don't lie. Shit was really bad in July.
Unemployment.
Whew. Come on, man. Get off your ass. You've been on your ass for 4 months
That's
right.
That's funny. You got a bad year.
I thought about putting it up, but I don't know. I'm not into, you know, Facebook is interesting. My grandmother is on Facebook now.
No way. Yeah. Since when?
Since, you know, my grandfather just passed away.
Sorry to hear that.
Rest in peace. Shout out to James McFadden, teenager. You know what I mean?
It's young man, young man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he just passed away. So now, you know, everybody's at the house, the family's there. You know, how about we put Graham on Facebook?
To kind of keep it connected.
Yeah, but, you know, I think it was better off that she wasn't on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Like, it.
And you got it. You got her computer too, right?
Yeah, I got her the computer, yeah. But I didn't. You know, I didn't put her on Facebook. What do you? I mean, but I guess Facebook is cool with your grandmother. It's pictures and you know, talking and all of that. I just hope she don't get hit with no stray obscenity from my feed.
That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? Something crazy. I feel like I gotta watch my tone on this podcast just because it might scroll across what I promoted.
Oh, your grandmother may be listening to in the conversation.
I didn't like the cursing. I don't like. I feel like we curse a lot. When you talk, well, you don't curse that much, but when I listen to it, I be like, damn, I really curse a lot. So I'm trying.
Have you
to
been
work
like that since
it.
you were a kid? Like a kid?
I've been
now?
Cursing since I got freedom to curse. Probably even
high
before
school?
That. Yeah, before that. I used to tell you something funny. When my like back in the days, my mom's when I was growing up, I used to want to curse. You know what I'm saying? So I used to lie to my mother. I'd be like, Ma, yo, these people outside, they was arguing. And it got crazy. She said, well, wow, what'd they say? I was like, they said some bad words. She was like, well, what'd they say? I said, he said, motherfucker. I was like, really? Yeah. I said, damn it, motherfucker. I'm like, is that what they, what else did they say? I think the other guy said shit. They was mad. Like, that's how I used to get my curses
on. You would
on.
Make up songs?
I would make up fucking Mad Libs with fucking profanity. And the other guy said, you son of a bitch. Well, how many people was out there? I don't know. It was a whole lot of people.
I just love the fact that the stories are so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said.
Mm-hmm. That's when I stopped listening, when he said, you rotten bastard. Nah, but yeah, so ever since, but then when I started to be able to, I don't know when I just, filthy. My mouth has been filthy for a while. You know what I'm saying? It is one of those things.
I had a period of time I was cursing. I used the S word a lot.
Shit? Yeah. The S word?
Yeah, the S word a lot.
Fuck, God. This guy
said thanks a lot, Chris, for the
Oh, man. Chris is in the building. Shout out to Chris. Hey, well, say something, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? All good to be here.
Word up. Shout out to my one man in the audience. We got one audience member. Make some noise for yourself. There we go. Shit, we building.
We building, man.
We building. Almost sold out.
An army of one.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it begins. So go ahead.
No, but you say the S word a lot. And every time I said it, I didn't feel authentic.
Nah?
I felt fake.
How'd you say it? Let me know how you said it.
I was about maybe 15. And I would use it gratuitously.
But give it, let's see how where you was going wrong, because shit is a very kind of easy one.
I don't like cursing. I'm the big curse guy.
I've heard you curse before, brother.
I curse when I'm really upset. That's when you know I'm cursed. But I think I was eating some food. My brother even looked at me sideways. We were eating some plantains.
Uh-huh.
And I was like trying to be cool with my brother because I looked up to him. Uh-huh. And he was cursing with other people. So we were eating some plantains. Uh-huh. And I was like, yo, Frank. And he's like, what's up? I was like, yo, these plantains are good as shit.
That's cool.
And he looked at me like,
come on, man. He knew you was reaching.
Yeah, like, I was reaching. Barely, I was trying to be trying to fit in.
That's funny.
See, like, you didn't have to say all that.
You could have just said these some good plantains.
It's good plantains, you know what I mean?
Why are you cursing? That's the worst. I got an older brother who used to kind of try to shut
check
me down.
You?
Yeah, check me every once in a while in front of people, too. Oh, you cursing now?
Are you cursing now?
I'll punch you in your chest. You got to recover from a chest punch like it ain't hurt. All right. I see what you're trying to do. You acting crazy because people's around, huh? All right. Oh, man, that's the worst.
I forget you got an older brother, that's right.
Yeah, I got two older brothers. Anyway, man.
My older brother's in the house, too.
What you been up to, man? What you been doing these last
few days? I was hanging with my dad recently. We were talking about that whole de Blasio thing, man, with the cops and all that.
Oh, well, they turned this back? They turned their back? Oh, that was foul.
My dad made an interesting comment, though. My father was talking about how, like, the uniform is just a uniform. Like, these are people from the community.
Yeah.
Like, these people have kids that go to public schools, have kids. Like, these people are, like, aside from the uniform, they didn't have a uniform. They'd be people in your building.
These people meaning cops.
The cops.
Okay.
And he was saying how, take the uniforms off, and he's like, can you not relate to what de Blasio was talking about with his son? De Blasio made the comment that he tells his son to be careful with the police.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they took that very personally. You know,
yeah, that's weird to me, though.
My father was like, yo, but if you got kids, wouldn't you tell them the same thing? Like,
yeah, especially, yeah, right? You know. And it's not like it ain't shit going on. It's like a kid getting shot by the cop every other day now. Shit is like every other day to the point where you don't even know the kids is getting shot no more. Of course, you tell your kid to watch out. They number one on the list. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the cops is up there, shit, higher than the boogeyman and all the other type of shit. I think this is getting shot and killed, and there's no, you know, that shit. It's almost to the point where you don't get no points on your license if you kill a black motherfucker.
What you mean?
You don't even get, like, there's no consequences at all.
You don't even
got to go to court to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's shit. It's worse to get a speeding ticket because at least it fuck up your auto insurance. I tell you, I went to fucking traffic court.
When?
About 2 weeks ago, some shit.
Parking ticket?
No, speeding ticket. I lost.
Oh, you told me right here.
I told you, I went. This is the second time because I went.
And the guy didn't show up.
Typically, yeah, when you typically, from what I understand from my history in this game, when you go to traffic court and the cop don't show up, you win. I came. They was like, yo, he ain't here. You got to come back. So then I came back and this motherfucker was there now. And then when he was there, first, his shit was well prepared. Like, first of all, it was about six other people before me, and I ain't really have no case. My whole case was, I hope he don't show up again. Once he walked through the door, my case was closed. I knew I was gonna have to lie. You know what I mean? I knew it. I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to lie. You know what I mean? So, and a dude walked in, and it was like six people before me. He was the only cop. He had caught all these people, so I guess he was the shit, right?
And his he's so robotic about, you know, he knows exactly what to say, da 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 da. Like, he starts everything. So I pulled out my radar gun and I shot it 4 times to know that it was properly synced up and there was no interaction. And I put it between here and then I looked at this.
Damn.
And, da, da, da. And I mean, everybody was taking it as one dude was like, I had a sick passenger. You know, he's got multiple sclerosis. It's a picture of him in the car. It's a picture of a sick nigga in the car. What's that got to do with you doing 90? The judge was like, but that don't have nothing to do. I'm just saying he was sick and I had to drive him to the hospital and it was, you know.
Trying to hit that sympathy card.
He tried to play the sympathy card and for a second I thought it was going to work and then the judge was like, sorry. Boom.
Now, as all this was transpiring, were you not building a case in your head?
Like, I was trying to get my lie together. I was like, all right, what am I going to say? Because it was a speeding ticket. I can't say much. I was speeding. Yes. Right? So.
You sound like you just cheated on somebody.
I was speeding.
Yeah, I did cheat, okay?
I was speeding. I was doing too much. It was like 1 a.m. I was coming back from a spot. I think I was at the stand or the cellar. You know, one of them nights where you just get home. You're just trying to get home. So I was driving too fast or whatever. And I did 70. It's 70 and a 50. I did 70 miles. I ain't even really speeding. It's 1 a.m. 70 should be 50. You know what I mean? Come on now.
This is the point where we cut to a video of someone getting hit by a 70-mile-per-hour car.
Yeah. let's not use that one. Just cut to a video of me in the car listening to fucking Seen It All by Jeezy. It's just on repeat. It's 1 in the morning. I'm trying to get home. And the guy, I saw the cop. I thought I slowed down a bit. And he ain't do nothing. So I was driving by. And then he pulled me over and was like, you know why I stopped you? Because it looked like you sped up when you saw me. I took that as disrespect. That's what this motherfucker told me. I took that as disrespect. I was like, dude, I ain't speed up. I saw you. I slowed down. What are you talking about? He's like, nah, hit me with the ticket. And I was like, I'll see you in court. I didn't say that. He took it personally, which was corny. So that's why that was part of my, that was part of my lie. So I was like, it was two black ladies working behind the bench with the judge. They was like admin, and then it was the judge, right? And it was the cop. I'm almost embarrassed to say this shit. I was like,
did you come dressed?
No, I didn't come dressed. I had other shit to do.
A fitted cap on, or how'd you come in?
No, I took my cap off. You gotta take your cap off in court. So I looked like a derelict. I didn't look like the guy that had a sick passenger had a full suit on with a toupee and was got up out of there. Anyway, I go up to him. He had a toupee. It was horrible. It was like a greasy way. He had like a Pat Riley toupee. Like, he tried to grease into the little bit of hair that he still had. Tried to do the grease blend. It was terrible. But anyway, so I go there. I approach the bench. And they say, they tell you, listen, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth? So help me. Oh, I sound horrible now because I'm saying so help me God with my right hand.
Like you're on the
oath. Yeah, and I'm lying. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm prepared to lie, Your Honor. And he was like, he does his whole thing. And, I say, Your Honor, I took my shit down a little bit. I said, and it was funny because you know how you're about to lie, but you still in the middle rethinking your lie, so you almost pull an audible in the middle of your lie, which undermines your whole lie. Your lie don't have the same conviction as the truth.
There's no commitment.
No, it's no commitment. You're just like, you know. So I said, Your Honor, I hate to say, but I think I was the victim of profiling, Your Honor.
No, what?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Listen, man,
it was him or me.
Oh my God.
I said, yo, I didn't play the race card. I just said I felt like I was profiled. I didn't say because I was black.
Did you say I can't breathe?
I felt like I was profiled. I didn't say I can't breathe. I didn't put my hands up. I put my right hand up, told him I was telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, but that was a lie. Anyway, so I said, listen, I don't know. Felt like I was profiled. Because when you're lying and you try to get somebody to co-sign your lie, I was like, he pulled me over. It was like, you know why I pulled you over? Because I felt like you disrespected me by driving. I was like, you remember you said that, right? And he looked at me and was like, no, I do not remember I said that. Oh, I didn't tell you the rest of my lie was, I was like, Your Honor, I was driving. Yeah, I might have been speeding. It was 50 miles an hour. I had my cruise control set for 53 miles an hour. That's what I do every day because I take that same route from work every day. I had my cruise control set, so I was a little baffled when I was pulled over. And then the officer said he pulled me over because he said I saw him, see him,
And he said he took that as disrespect. I said, now, did you not say that? He said, I don't remember saying that. I remember you being 70 miles per hour at a 50, and I took my laser. I shot it four times to know that it was accurate, and then I shot to such and such. And then Anna was like, oh, sounds about right. Take it easy. Good night. Got to pay fucking 200 and some change.
Oh, the laser light got you.
Yeah, man. But I'm sorry. I definitely use the bullshit to try to get out of a pocket tax. I'm part of the problem. I'm sorry, y'all. Sorry. Fuck it.
You watched the shit I got profiled.
Fuck.
I got 99 problems.
I said, I loved it. I was like, you know, I hate to say it, but fuck it. You know, it is what it is. Y'all got me. You got the money.
Were you sweating at all?
Mm-mm. I think I was dry as shit. I think I came through. I was fuck it. It was him or me. I was the last guy. So I felt like maybe I could be the streak breaker. Because he was undefeated. I was like, maybe I'll be the guy to fuck up his record. Not at all.
We've been last. He was like,
but oh. this is the kicker. Now, this is the crazy shit. I go from there, and then I go to go pay. Because I'm like, fuck it, let me pay it now. You know what I mean? Rather just pay, get out the way. So I go to the thing, pay it. I'm at the teller. And the teller, two over from me, he seen me, recognized me or whatever. So I give him the head nod or whatever. And then I pay my shit. And I'm walking out. And he come out. He's like, yo, let me ask you a question, B. Think you could play my wedding? I said, huh?
What?
Yo, do you think you could play my wedding? He's like, yeah, you think? In my mind, I'm like, well, shit, nigga, if you could pay me double what I gave them, maybe take some points off my license, I'll do 15 at your wedding. If that's what you could do. But I was like, dog, I don't know. What's the wedding date? And he gave me the wedding date. I checked it. I couldn't make the wedding date. But it was just hilarious.
Did he offer you, like, some kind of leverage or benefit?
No, I mean, he tried to see what was. He tried to close the deal right there. He was like, yo, can you play my wedding? My wedding is on this date. I was like, well, I got to go see if I'm available that date. And I said, you got to tell me how much, you know, what the details and all of that shit is going to be. Blase. I wasn't going to just give him a quote in the DMV. And or whatever, traffic court. And he, sure enough, I gave him my email address. He emailed me. Shout out to Jamal. Hope the wedding goes as planned. You know, I couldn't make the date. You know what I'm saying? But it was just, that was the last thing that the motherfucker was getting. But it was interesting that I could have made some money. I could have got even.
You could have made your money back.
Hell yeah.
It's just interesting to me that people think that you could do comedy anywhere.
I don't want, and that's the real deal. I don't really want to do a wedding, especially a wedding to some people I don't know.
It's a personal moment.
It's too personal. It is awkward. Like, who is this? Everybody, who is this nigga? And if the, yeah,
there's nothing worse than doing crowd work in front of a group of people that all know each other. Like, so where's everybody from? We know where we from.
But they don't know you.
That's what I'm saying. You're the outsider.
You're the ultimate outsider. You shit.
At least in a comedy club, it's strangers. And when you say where you from, you're educating other people in the room.
But they came for comedy. These people came for a wedding, right? And I'm gonna do some time at your wedding. I don't got no material on y'all, love. I don't know y'all like that.
I got DVDs here after the show. Come see me.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just do my regular shit, and it's definitely gonna be some shit that's not wedding appropriate.
You know I was hanging out with Jessica Kirsten about 2 weeks ago. And we were talking about how comedy is one of the least respected professions.
This name dropping ass. Now
I'm
fucking.
Nah, I'm just hanging out with her. We were talking about like this is one of the most disrespected professions.
I mean, I get if you look at it like that, I don't know if it's the most, why you say it's the most disrespected?
I think because sometimes people who are ill-informed on the art will just assume that they give you like a, you know, mic that you're good to go. Whereas other things you can do to make it more convenient, you can turn the lights down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get a nice little sound system in there, get a stool, put a nice decent stage.
But that's not disrespected. That's just more misunderstood.
But they wouldn't do that for other art forms. You know what I'm saying? Like they wouldn't. They would probably look a little more into it, like, hey, let me, we got some music act. Let me get him a nice little, you know, glass of water because his throat may get dry. Some, I don't know.
Yeah, I understand. I see what you're saying. They definitely. I think the thing about comedy is, there's no high bar of entry. Anybody can be a comedian. All you gotta do is be funny. Because anybody, like, open mic, all you gotta do is sign the thing. If you want to be a comedian,
buy a beer.
Yeah, pay $5, but get 5 minutes, buy a beer, go on stage. And if you're funny, you in the game. Now you just got to get funnier and build your name. So, I mean, on some level, I could see people be like, well, shit, I could do that. The thing about comedy I think is so dope, though, is when people try to do it that are not funny or they're only funny when they're not on stage, it's immediate. This ain't for you. So I love that. I love that. Like, it's one of those things. Oh, you want to try? Go do it. And if you do it, then great. But if you don't, you will have a newfound respect for that shit. I feel like it's one of those things. When people try it, they walk away saying, nah.
That's not for me.
I respect it now. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't take it personally. I don't take it personally. I still do a couple shows, it's not ideal, but, you know, you kind of roll with it.
And it's one of those, you don't know, you don't grow up with, like, comedians in the family. You know what I mean? It's not like working for the post office. Or something like that. Where everybody kind of got some type of understanding of what you do. You know, you most people, they don't know nobody that does comedy. And if they, you know, so they always tell me. So when you do, like, your little skits, right? So when tell me about, like, is what we saying right now, is this going to be one of your skits?
Put this in your act? I remember I bombed at a Sweet 16, man.
Oof.
When I was first starting out. And again, back to the
point. It's hard to win at a Sweet 16.
They all knew each other. And first of all, it's homegirl shine. She wants to shine.
Yeah.
I'm up here trying to do material.
About your father. She don't know.
My Does family. She know your father? My mother's crazy, y'all.
Who?
Like, who the hell is your mother? I don't know about your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I personal events are always interesting.
Yeah, I was like, whew. Yeah, because, you know. But yeah, shout out. Hopefully that wedding, you know.
Goes well.
Yeah, hopefully that shit goes well, man. Anyway, what else is cracking?
New Year's, what's up with New Year's? What you doing, man?
I ain't doing shit, man. I was gonna have some people at the crib, but it kind of, you know, with everything, my grandfather, that kind of slowed things down, the planning or whatever. So I think we're going to kind of just be low. You know what I mean? I want to have some people over and support those so y'all can see the spot. But New Year's has always been like, it's amateur night to me. You know what I'm saying? That's what people that don't hang out, they want to hang out.
Right.
And they get gouged because they put a premium on your expectations. You know, where you want to be? Like, I'm one of the people, I don't need to be in the middle of a club at 12:01 with a bunch of, you know what I'm saying? Like,
fist pumping.
Yeah. I haven't been to church on New Year's and I don't know how long. That's one of those things, like drinking more water. You say, damn, that should be nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the irony is, I mean, this is me being a geek, obviously, but I had this thought when I was young, I was like, every day is New Year. It depends on when you're counting.
Do the knowledge,
you know what I mean? Yeah. 31st happens to be the agreed upon date. Like, oh, we're going to celebrate together. But every day is a new year, every day.
I mean, if you want to get all deep.
I know, I never said it out loud.
Nobody want to hear that shit.
Exactly,
this
I never
time.
Said it out loud till now. Yeah. Chris, can we edit that out? I don't want to hear
that shit out of here.
No, that's deep philosophy stuff. Like that.
That's that philosophy that gets met with nothing but disrespect. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. Pour me some more, Annie, nigga. Let's get this new year together.
But then out of every 10 people, you get that one person. Like, I thought that was quite insightful. Mm-hmm. He injected that thought into the medium.
Every day is a new day. New
every
year.
Day is a new year. Yeah. My father used to get drunk, and he would always say, Happy New Jersey. Happy New Jersey. All right, happy Delaware. Just naming states. Resolutions?
Nope. My resolution is to get it to 2016.
But you like Mr. To-Do list. You love putting stuff on paper.
I love them, but I don't really be sharing them. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be held accountable for them shits. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my own personal shit. I got some resolutions. You know, kind of like the same resolutions every year, you know?
I'm really trying to not cut off immediately, but I really want to lay back on sugar, man, for 2015. I really want to minimize, like, sugar in my coffee.
What you say first? You said not cut off what?
Not totally cut off, but I want to minimize the amount of sugar I intake.
Yeah, I would like to do that, too. That's not a resolution.
I've been reading some horrible stuff about sugar, dog. That stuff is a killer.
What sugar did now?
It's number one cause of inflammation.
Inflammation and what?
I read some stuff. A dude called Dr. Barry Sears, and he talks about inflammation is one of the, you know, the catalysts of most diseases.
Mm.
And sugar, you know, because it elevates insulin levels, triggers inflammation.
Get that shit inflamed.
You know, you ain't trying to be inflamed out here, you know?
You're trying to be inflamed. Look at this motherfucker over here looking all inflamed. You know, he about to die.
He's looking real inflammatory. Right
all inflammatory with your inflammation face.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Eating all them Jolly Ranchers got your face all inflamed. Told you to stay away from them Jolly Ranchers and Starbucks.
I'm just so lazy, dude. Like, I hate cooking, man. I'll get something quick because I hate cooking. I hate being at home, like, just cooking and preparing food.
Really? I could cook. I mean, I don't like doing dishes, but I could cook. I like cooking a little something every so often.
My lady just took out all the dishes from the dish rack, and she literally has two plates, two forks, two knives. And she said, this is what we're working with. So it doesn't pile up.
When this happened? Yesterday?
About a week ago? Nah.
How long does that last? How long is that going to last?
We're still doing it.
That's good.
Because basically she was like, if we have extra dishes, we're tempted to not clean the ones that are already there.
That's true. That's real talk. That's prison logic. Oh, man. Shout out to Tijuana Jackson.
Anyway. Yeah, that is. That's
it's working though. We got 2-4.
Nah, I mean, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense.
What I was doing that was whack was like, I make a little peanut butter smoothies in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I would take like a spoonful of peanut butter, uh-huh, put the peanut butter spoon in the sink. Uh-huh. The next day, I wouldn't wash that one. I take a spoonful of peanut butter. So it'd be like 5 spoons with like.
Oh, you gotta do with that. It only get worse.
I know.
Just dip the peanut butter, just run you a hot glass
Dad.
Of water.
Thank you, Dad.
Just dip the peanut butter in there. I'm getting to that age. I'm like, all you had to do.
That's when you know you're getting old. He's like, it ain't that much of a big deal.
Come on now. You got me cleaning all these damn.
Put a little hot water on there.
Take 2 minutes, 2 seconds. They did it, especially. You ever had your parents do some shit for you? Like, they do it to show you.
And it's so shaming and shameful.
Look at that. You see this? You see it? Ain't take no time. You see this? This is what you need to do.
Impatient.
Shit.
But I hate when they call you over and they draw audience. Get your mother in here because she can see this. My dad would always call my mother in first before he showed the lesson. Mm-hmm.
Let me show you.
I got to stand then, you know, with the shame in my hand.
Hilarious. That's because they take it to tally.
Oh, it's the
if
worst.
If you fuck up, they'd be like, man, you remember I brought you in here. I showed him how to clean peanut butter off a spoon. I don't know why he doing what he doing, but I know you saw me.
My dad would do this dirtbag thing, dude. My dad would come home drunk late at night, mm-hmm, and he would eat from the food my mother would cook, like straight out the bowl.
Oh, okay.
And my mother, and he little Jack and Coke, whatever he'd been drinking all night. And he just messed up the whole meal because now you got drunk saliva all up in there. Anyway.
That's disgusting.
I love you, Dad. Just saying, we didn't like that whole situation.
Ah, shit. Yeah, this took a somber note.
I know.
Well, let's let it live. Let's call this little moment of somberness. Let's let Crystal Geyser get that too. Crystal Geyser gets the moment of somber reflection.
Oh man,
that was good. All right, what else? What's popping otherwise?
There's a lot that's going on in the news. I mean, what's up with this auntie? What's her name? Auntie?
Oh, Auntie Fee. Auntie Fee. If y'all don't know who Auntie Fee is, man, she's like somebody auntie. Basically, it's so funny, man. It's ratchet. Just like, yeah, it's definitely a little ratchet. I guess you could say
ratchet.
It's a little ratchet. It's hood, you know what I mean? Auntie Fee is somebody's auntie who could cook. But, I mean, that's really the basis of the whole shit. She could cook and somebody put a camera on her, but she cook and she like cursing when she cooking. All right, so motherfucker, listen, you're going to have to flip the chicken over here. Bring the damn camera closer so I could put some more. So, okay, so we putting this on there. And it's just funny. You know what I mean? It just became like somebody's, everybody got somebody like that in their family, right? Somebody was like, yo, let's put her on TV. And the shit is funny because she's blowing up. Sherry Shepherd been on
expressive.
There.
Yeah, she's very.
They got her in the streets. Like, she's doing walkthroughs and parties and shit. And it's just funny to see this shit.
Walkthrough.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she's out there in these streets and she's like, you know, but she's still somebody's auntie. So, like, you know, when she doing the middle of doing the drop, she like, yeah, we over here live at Malcolm's and
it's so true, man.
What's the girl name? No, not the one that paid us the check. And shout out to Loretta, she paid us the check. Had it moved the damn camera so we could put Loretta in, like it's just that type
it's
of shit.
Real, yeah,
it's real bare bones. It's a lot of hood fame going on.
It makes you wonder, like, if she's that good where, like, the camera, like, she knows the camera's there, but she's like, whatever, it's there.
Yeah.
Or is she actually turning it up because the camera's there?
I think it's a combination of both. But Auntie Fee, you could always come here and talk about your approach to your YouTube.
She'd be
clips.
An excellent guest to have you on the show, man.
You know what I'm saying? We want you here. And you, Barack, talk about this nation.
You know what's funny, though, dear? As I was watching her, though, I had an interesting insight.
I like when you call your own insights interesting.
You know what I mean?
Let's be the judge of that, shall we?
Aside from New Year's being every year, every day, it occurred to me that I'm watching Auntie Fee cook, right?
Yep.
And there's a part of my brain that's going, who am I to judge this?
Okay.
There's a part of me that was like, this is just how she moves in her environment. This is how culturally she is.
Yeah.
Why do we assume that this is low art cooking,
mm-hmm,
and then the Food Channel is like high art?
Oh, because there's that whole thing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because interesting enough, there's this whole thing that came out. I think it's called Thug Kitchen. There's some white folks that do like cooking or whatever, but they made a cookbook and they're using, you know, like colloquial terms, like slang, like hood slang. So turn that bitch over and all of this shit. Auntie Fee is not fucking feeling that shit. Auntie Fee's like, y'all stole my style.
That's appropriation.
Yeah.
That's whack.
Yeah, got to get Azalea on the job. Azalea's going to be the
Igloo.
New Al Sharpton of appropriation. Appropriation activism.
But it occurred to me, I was like, you know, like, you know, it's like the same way that you would, you know, you start to judge because of the way they
are. Yeah, because of the context. I mean, there's plenty to judge.
I gotta say, she made some shrimp one time, and I was like, them shrimp look good as hell.
I'm gonna keep it funky. She got me cooking.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because I'm looking at her shit. I'm like, well, damn, it don't look that hard. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't, not to no disrespect. It look good, but it don't look that hard. She didn't, like, she's not fucking.
She made it approachable for you.
Yeah, it's not Ina Gardner. Who's using, you know, you need to go. Yeah, you go get, not only just a pinch, but you have to go down to your, you know, you got to go down
farmer's
to.
Farmer's market.
Yeah, farmer's market and get you some artisanal grape leaves.
Sage.
Make sure that they're from the valley of, like, the fuck out of here. She's like, listen, take some Lawry's. You got this all in the thing. Take some Lawry's, sprinkle that on your chicken, get you some garlic powder. Not the garlic salt, but some garlic powder. Sprinkle that on your chicken and then. You know what I mean? There's a lot of that.
And she's the only food chef I've ever seen that checks the cameraman. That's what I love about her. Yeah. You getting this?
Mm-hmm.
Cameraman's like, I think so.
Well, you need to move in because I don't see you seeing it. You got to watch
other,
it.
No other cook checks the cameraman. She checks him.
Yeah, shout out to Auntie Fee, man. You know, Auntie Fee out there. It's a lot of hood fame. There's a kid named A-Town.
I think he's from you mentioned Philly. Him to me.
He's from Philly. You got to watch him. You know, you got to see it. You want more? Just check out A-Town Birds. He be looking for the birds. I think he's from Philly. I don't know how to talk about it. He deformed. You know what I'm saying? Like, look like he deformed. I don't know what the deformity's from, but you know, everybody done grew up with somebody that was deformed. You know what I mean? They live in life. They got personality, whatever. So you don't judge it or that, like you said. And he just doing his thing, and
all
it's just
lives
like
matter. All
it's
lives.
Like yeah, it's just like, but it's like all of these like shorties be going crazy
over
for
A-Town,
yeah. And I guess it's, I don't know if it's the fame or maybe his mouthpiece is that ill. Like when he says shit, he's kind of funny. So you know, y'all check it out and y'all comment back. Let us know what you think, man.
A-Town
and Auntie Fee. Let us know where y'all rank them on celebrities of 2014. What else is going on, man?
I mean, just this hood celebrity stuff, man. Like, this is your boy Bobby Shmurda, as you heard, got locked up over, you know.
Yeah, man.
Case.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. I don't know.
J. Cole album drop.
Yeah, that shit is doing well. I think it's his best work yet.
I didn't listen to it yet. Mm-hmm. D'Angelo got an album that dropped.
Yeah, Black we Messiah. Talked about this.
We dropped, talked about that. But yeah, dude, I'm trying to just get back. I always turn to you when it comes to staying relevant with music. If it wasn't for you and Ali, probably some other friends, I don't know what's relevant, what's going on right now.
Yeah, man.
You Spotify?
No, I don't. I don't pay for that shit.
It's free. It's free on the desktop.
Yeah, but it's still like it's ads and all of that, right?
I think on the desktop there's no ads.
I think like every five songs on the desktop.
Every five
it's like
songs,
a 30
yeah.
second. You know, it's not bad.
Yeah, I never got into it. Never got into that. I never got into Pandora. My lady does it, but I never got into it. You know, but yeah, it is what it is. I download and I have my own shit.
I just download. Well, I didn't download. I saw Nightcrawler recently.
Oh, word! Nightcrawler was good
saw
as shit.
At the theater.
Speaking of which, now he could have played Pat Riley. Jake Gyllenhaal. He looked like Pat Riley all through the shit.
Is a Pat Riley movie coming out?
No, he just looked like Pat Riley
okay,
in the movie. Yeah, man.
You just IMDb'd me.
Yeah, nah. But that was a good ass movie, man.
I just thought
did you go see Selma? Because I know you said you.
I'm excited to see that.
You said it on the 5th, right? You said
I'm seeing it on the 5th. I'm so excited to see that, man.
Now, why'd you pick the 5th?
My girl, she's part of an education group.
Okay.
And they had like a premiere passes to go see it. But dog, I mean, yo, like everyone's saying that he nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
My girl's grandmother,
mm-hmm.
old Black woman,
knew Martin Luther King.
Yo, she knew him, dated him for a while.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
This woman got she has an email list with old school players, like old school her sorority sisters, professors, and she's sending me emails of people in her community that reviewed it. Old people,
Okay, and that
they,
was there.
That were there, and they're like, yo, this film is legit, it's accurate, go see it. I'm like, I gotta see this now.
I've heard good things.
I got primary sources emailing me saying, yo, this film is legit.
Sojourner Truth at Gmail.
The funny thing was, they were
interviewing Harriet.Tubman
at gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
I would love to see, I would love to see Harriet Tubman's little profile description on Twitter.
Just in these streets.
In these streets, you know what I mean?
Staying low, staying low.
A proprietor of the Underground Railroad.
You know what I'm saying?
But the funny part was they interviewed the dude who's playing Dr. King, yeah. And I find this hilarious. They said, how did you prepare for the role? Dog, I kid you not, one of the first things you said was, you know, I definitely watched Dr. King, but I also had to scale my hairline back.
That's what he said. That's what he said
in the interview. And you can see in the interview, he was like, you could tell he had a moment where he was looking in the mirror like, damn, I really don't want
to. I got to let the people know that my shit ain't really going back this
far. They can't be looking at me like, this is really my hairline out here.
I just got to let you know I did that. That's a historical. I did that for historical accuracy. In the hood.
He had to let you know.
In the hood, that's like losing 40 pounds. Everybody like, damn, so what happened? Yeah, you gotta let them know. No, that was for the role. You could talk to my barber Larry. My shit is really right here.
Because it was funny to me because you never hear that from an actor. Like, they'll be like, listen, I gained a couple pounds. I saw some archive footage.
That's hilarious.
Like the Urban came out of him. He was like, listen, man, he wanna let the people know.
To push the hairline back.
For the role.
You know what I'm saying? But my shit is back, though. Just let you know I'm in the fact.
But there was some controversy because I forget the guy's name on the Washington Post. He was saying that they got LBJ wrong.
Okay.
And Ava, the
LeBron
director.
LeBron James?
No, Lyndon B. Johnson.
Okay. Well, was LeBron one there?
They got him wrong. And Ava went on Twitter, I think it was today, and she said, actually, we got our facts pretty straight. Here's the article we got it from.
Ooh, go ahead,
apparently,
Ava.
You can't mess with presidents. They get upset. You know what I'm saying?
LBJ dead, though, right?
Yeah, he's dead, yeah.
I mean, listen, history goes to the victim. What did they say? History goes to the
favors the
living.
Favors the bold.
Well, and there's one that says, listen, if you, whoever outlives, there's something about being alive.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Again, I'm going to stop using phrases and terminology and maxims that I don't really know all. That I don't know completely because I sound like a damn fool when I
would
come
love
out
to see you mentoring like young high school children. See, listen, guys, this is a quote that says
Cedric Douglass said
Cedric
this.
Cedric Douglass, I think he said
Cedric was it Cedric or Frederick, whatever his name.
I think it was Cedric the Entertainer. He said, history lives for the bold.
You know what I mean? Shit, get money, all right?
You know what I mean? Get this paper out here, man. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yo, what? Did you cop the baby blue jays?
No, I don't like them shits. People's going too crazy for. And the fucking fandemonium. I've never been a big fan of like powder blue sneakers. They look cool on, you know, pretty shorties. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
Maya looked good in them in the fucking Best of Me video. I just had to take it back. But like they, that's not my style. I don't need that shit. And then it's like you're gonna do all of this to get a sneaker that you could wear every once in a while. Cause you can't wear your baby blue jays with everything.
You can't, you can't.
That's a whole thing. Nah, I'm good on those. And they were leather.
What?
The 11s, like the dope, the best 11s still to me are the Concord, the original.
The OG. White and black ones.
Yeah, the white and black ones where the white is like a, you know, it's like a.
Translucent.
Like, yeah, but no, the top is like, it's fabric. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's like this, canvas almost, right?
Yeah, this is all leather, so I think that kind of looks weird, in my opinion. I don't like baby blue leather.
I seen my boy with the infrared J's the other day. I was like, those are still hot.
Oh, yeah, those are Young Spicy's. Yeah, I got a pair of them joints.
Those are so hot.
You know, Young Spicy's. What else? What else is happening, man? We talked about, you know what I've been doing? Because I've been chilling. I've been low, you know what I mean? Just relaxing, got some days off. I've been watching The Wire. I've been stuck to my TV watching The Wire like it's fucking 12 years ago. Like this, I ain't see it before. And like it ain't been available all this time, but HBO put it in HD. Duh, this shit is.
What season you on right now?
I'm on the last season. I'm just watching.
You sped through it.
I'm just watching it as it comes. I'm watching it. It watches me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not like.
Oh, you're not going in order?
Yeah, like I'm going in the order. It's the order. It's a marathon. They're playing all of the seasons.
Oh, you're watching it as it comes on.
Yeah, I'm watching it.
Oh, I thought you had the app and you were like physically.
Nah,
going on.
I ain't doing all of that. I'm just watching it as it's on, and it's a fucking good ass show, man.
That show is amazing. And I don't care. It's no, there's no argument in my mind. The Wire is better than Breaking Bad. Like there was that Twitter pushback. People said The Wire versus Breaking Bad. I was like, man, The Wire. And I said this before they did the replay. The Wire is better than Breaking Bad in my opinion, because it's an ensemble. You know what I mean? Like there's a small ensemble on Breaking Bad too, but there was so many different storylines, so many different like signature characters that had to be fleshed out, and it all worked out. You know what I mean? Not to take anything away from Breaking Bad, but I just feel like The Wire did more. Like they just did more. It was denser. It was richer. But I see my man Chris on the mic. He got something to say.
Oh no! I haven't seen Breaking Bad or The Wire. I was saying I think typically it's Sopranos versus The Wire is the conversation.
Yeah, Sopranos
right?
Not even in the conversation no more. Shout out to James Gandolfini. Oh shit! You know, rest in peace.
Sopranos is one of the greatest.
I mean, it's in, you know, it's still deep. It's, you know, it's still something to, when you watch it, it's still great.
Sopranos. I mean, James bodied that role.
But I know the new conversation. Edie's a beast. No, I met Edie.
You told me you met her.
Yeah, she's special.
I think The Wire was ambitious and it succeeded.
Exactly. Yeah. It was good. Especially shows like that where they show like the inner city. Typically when you see Hollywood take on like the inner city, something's always wrong. Like the slang is always outdated, the clothes they wear.
And there's a bit of pandering involved. Yeah. A little pandering going on. Like
that shit was real.
I'll give an example of what I mean by pandering when Hollywood does it. You ever seen Law and Order, SVU?
Yeah.
They got a couple of Latino actors in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell they're trying to hit the Latino market because they always have them drop like random Spanish words in conversation. But they don't do it naturally. They let the Spanish word sit for like 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
I was outside with the guy, you know, El Primo. And then we went over to the house. Like, come on, man. Like,
hey. So anyway, that's what I was saying.
Like, come on, man.
Oh, silly, man.
Like, I'm going to stop. Everybody, look. They're using our language.
I like this.
I like this.
Man, that Selma movie was really good. Wepa. Anyway, Ava DuVernay, what she did with the movie. That's funny as shit.
But The Wire to me, I mean, I think, also The Wire was just like, it wasn't pandering. It was authentic. And it came from a real, like David Simon was in Baltimore.
Yeah, he was there.
He was a journalist.
He took that care. He took the care that a journalist, a good journalist would with
correct,
a story.
Right.
You know what I mean? Fact checking, making sure shit is like, it's accurate. You know what I mean? Like it went well. Now, and it was horrible, and they never got nominated for no Emmys. Because when you rewatch it, you saying, oh, he could have got an Emmy. She should have got an Emmy. That was an Emmy winning performance. Like it was crazy, babe.
And I didn't find out that McNulty was British till like 2 years after I saw it.
You know what I'm saying? Him and Idris. Crazy.
I feel like that's kind of a common thing now with American shows. Like, listen, we couldn't find a decent
American nowhere on this soil.
Let's go over to London and see what we can get.
See if we can get a guy to play a guy from Baltimore.
Who's your favorite character?
That's a good ass question. Damn, that's a good question. My favorite character.
And be nuanced with it.
Okay.
Be nuanced with it. I want to hear why.
Shit.
None of your regular shit.
Yeah, no regular
none of that,
shit.
None of that bullshit.
I really like String of Bell.
Cursory shit that you typically. I mean? He cool.
Who you like Proposition Joe?
Prop Joe was cool, but he's more of a like, you know, he. Prop Joe is a decent character. I mean, there's so many fucking good characters. Omar is a beast. Omar was a hell of a character, like just on so many different levels. He was crazy. Who else did I like a lot on that show?
Stringer Bell, Avon Barksdale.
Avon, crazy with it.
Weebay.
Weebay played his role, you know what I mean? Like, but I thought Avon was really good. I thought Marlo was good.
Marlo was good.
Like, Jamie Hector, man. I don't know why I don't see Jamie Hector in more shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it was fucking Bodie. You cared for Bodie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Michael. Killed it. Like, it's so many good characters on there. Well, we like, that's what I'm saying. That's why I say it's better than Breaking Bad. Because if I got my bench is deep. Fuck my starting five. My bench is deep. Breaking Bad, what you got? Walt.
Jesse Pinkman.
You got Jesse. You got Walt.
Lawyer Saul.
You got Goodman. Saul. What's my man's name? The DEA agent. Hank.
Hank did a good job.
Hank is a beast. And then I got to give my man, he definitely got nominated. He should have won an Emmy. What's my man's name? Giancarlo Esposito. Who did he play?
Oh, he killed it. He played the Pollo Loco Cartelli.
What was his name? Killed it.
Chris is fact checking for us right now.
Chris is fact checking, but anyway, we'll give this fact check moment again.
Carcetti
with S of the Wire. This fact check moment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser.
I like the Black Mayor. I thought he did a good job.
Oh yeah, the Black Mayor.
Forget it. The Black Mayor did a good job.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It was a hell of a fucking show.
Mm-hmm. I think if I had to pick a character that I like the most, mm-hmm. As much as I hate to say it,
go ahead,
because my girl thinks he's sexy.
Oh, Stringer?
Yeah, man. Every time he comes on the screen, ooh, he's so just delicious.
Yeah, you know what fucked me up with Stringer, man? I felt like he lost his he lost his focus. You know what I'm saying? Like he was trying to, and I understand you want to build something outside of it, but you and this, yeah, like he kind of lost his focus a little bit. He let their position slip in the like. You don't fuck up your main thing to get to the next thing. Everything, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's where I think he sold them short.
Oh, two more actually. What's the female cop's name?
Griggs.
She's on my league list.
Were?
Yeah. At that when she was on The Wire, she was on my league list.
I think she played such a convincing lesbian, and oh, I figured that I probably even got beautiful, no shot at beautiful. That.
And then I heard she does like community work and on the like in real life. I was like, oh,
hold on. This moment of cross reference is brought to you by Crystal Geyser. Chris
Giancarlo Esposito played Gustavo Fring.
There you go, Gus. There you go. Thank you, thank you, Crystal Geyser, our unofficial sponsor.
But Griggs, but also Lester.
Yeah, Lester was good.
Lester my was boy. Good. Oh, and Cedric, the cop. You did a good job too.
Cedric,
the cop that the
Bunk.
No, the chief, the guy who was leading the team.
That's you said Lester,
Cedric, Lester, and then Cedric. It was McNulty, Lester, Griggs, and then the guy who was leading the
his name was Cedric.
I thought it was Cedric. Yeah,
Cedric Daniels. Okay, back.
Who had one expressive face.
And then let's not forget my man Clay.
Oh, he killed it.
Come on, dog. We gotta fucking kill it. Oh,
you remember the boxer?
Oh, Cuddy.
Yeah, Cuddy had one.
Cuddy looking like a Diesel Blair Underwood.
Whatever you got, that pays.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Anyway,
he was smashing his students' moms.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? I was tweeting that. I was like, "That's if you want to show a kid how to throw a stiffer jab, fuck his moms. he'll swing harder. Fucking horrible, man. He's fucking his kids' moms and then leaving. You know what I'm saying? Gave him the facade of having a father.
But The Wire was amazing. You're right. It's on HD now, so definitely check that out, y'all.
Yeah.
Sopranos is ill.
Yeah, Sopranos is always good. Always worth revisiting and all that shit.
What's going on, D?
Shit, it ain't much. It ain't too much.
Same old?
I just put this bullshit-ass sticker on my computer to be funny, and it left fucking sticker residue.
MacBook Air.
Shout out to Crystal Geyser for fucking my computer up. You're a hell of a sponsor. Anyway, shit, I think we could get the fuck on out of here.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? We want to make some time for 2014
Happy
celebration.
Happy New Year, everybody. Yeah. Happy New Year.
You know what I'm saying? Get drunk to this. What else? You know what I'm saying? Get drunk to a podcast. You ain't doing shit. That is sad. If that's what you're... Listen, I support you if you support us. But if this is what you're going to do for New Year's, is listen to this shit and get drunk for New Year's Eve... I'm with you. Fuck it, do it, man. That mean it's obviously bigger issues, but the fact that you are a fan, that supersedes it all. You know what I mean? We'll get alcoholism in check in 2016, but until then, tell a friend to tell a friend to fucking listen to End the Conversation. Where you going to be, man?
I'm going to be at Levity Live this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 5 shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out there with Gina Brion. Tickets are there, man. Come out. It's going to be a good show. We're going to have a nice little turnout. It's going to be fun.
All right. That's what's up, man. I'm low for a minute. Maybe some local things popping up, but if so, follow me on Twitter at D-Lemon Comedy. I'll let you know where that's at. But in January, I'll be at the Arlington Improv from the 22nd to the 25th, Arlington, Texas. Start buying tickets now so we can sell that bitch out. And then in March, I'm at Zany's Rosemont, right outside of Chicago. So it's safe out there. Supposedly you ain't going to get shot in this area. You're going to get to laugh and all of that. That's from the 4th to the 7th. Yeah, the 4th to the 7th, Zany's Rosemont. Come on out, man. And, yeah, we'll see you next week, I think. in the conversation.
Happy New Jersey.
Peace.